Hey, how's everybody doing out there? Shire Crier. Today we wanted to talk about the YouTube adpocalypse, what YouTube is doing, and what is YouTube. The biggest question from the apocalypse boils down to a debate that's been going on for the past 10 years. Are sites like YouTube a publisher or a platform? There's two distinct differences between a publisher and a platform. And sites like YouTube are trying to gain all the protection that a platform is given, but they're acting like a publisher. So what's the difference? Section 230 of the Communications and Decency Act immunized online platforms from their users' defamatory, fraudulent, or otherwise unlawful content. So basically, the government stepped in and said these platforms can give a voice to people, but the platforms are not responsible for what the people say. They basically gave them protection, huge protection, so that people could voice their opinions on their platforms. This is what helped sites like YouTube grow, this diversity of opinion, because people felt like they could have a voice no matter what they were saying. They wouldn't get censored. And the government helped sites like YouTube do this with Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. So sites like YouTube get this extraordinary benefit, and they use this to help grow their websites, grow their business. But due to pressure, outside pressure from SJW, leftist propaganda sites, journalists, so-called journalists, YouTube and sites like it have actually started to act like publishers. A publisher will put only publish what they want to publish, whether it's because of their political reasons or whatever. A publisher has the choice to only publish what they want, but then you shouldn't be considered a platform at that point. You are a publisher. And when you are a publisher, that immunity from Section 230 is thrown out the window. Then you are choosing what you want to publish, what you want to put out to the world. So then you're open to defamation, slander, all that. So YouTube by censoring pages, demonetizing, they're acting like a publisher. But according to the government, Section 230, they are platforms. So they are trying to take the best of both worlds and have them. In the government's eyes, they're a platform, but they're acting like publishers, censoring any content they want. So there really needs to be a new debate in Congress. We need to get out and speak to our congresspeople, speak to our representatives, and let them know that this is bullshit. These companies are playing us like puppets. They're doing whatever they want, having it both ways, because they're huge, multinational, billion-dollar corporations, and they feel immune to the laws. So it's clear that YouTube is acting like a publisher, not a platform, so they should not receive this immunity. And that is the big debate. That's kind of boils down to the essence of the debate that's happening with the adpocalypse and the censorship of YouTube. I'd be really interested to see what you guys think, other points that you might have thought through. Let me know. Either way, I hope you have a beautiful day. Shire Crier out.